The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Who's the dog pamperer? Also, we'll look at the difference between feeding 4,000 and feeding 5,000. Get your calculators out. In addition, we're going to look at the real sourcer, resourcer people, or I'm going to kind of retitle that right now and call it, "Oh, no, you didn't." Can I do that? Oh, no, you didn't. All right, and then we'll close it out with Inside Out.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I know their numbers, and I know they can be intimidating. You look at the phone, you look at your cell phone, it's a number. Ooh, it could swallow my finger. Probably not. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation, specifically appreciated praise reports and or prayer requests. Remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All righty. Shall we go right into our sponsorships? I had a chance to talk to my good friend John today.
Big John. Big John.
Let's keep it simple. Let me ask Wonder Julie right now, because I have a deep need to know. Is it raining out right now?
No.
Do you know that I got home yesterday? It was 4:05. I threw on my terrible clothes, my terrible gym shoes. I went out into the backyard. It's a half-acre lot. I used what is in theory... What I used was a self-propelled mower. Guess what I found out while I was cutting the grass? Guess what? Take a guess. Go ahead.
What did you find out?
It was not a self-propelled mower.
Well, it was yourself propelling
it. Yeah, it was propelled, all right. Well, it's good for 5 pounds, I can tell you that. It's a lot to mow. It's a lot of mowing. In fact, the only thing that consumes my life when I'm home. Is there a blade up out of place? Yikes! Anyway, so I know that in the next 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 hike days, it's supposed to rain. And that means roof, under pressure. And you want to make sure that that roof is inspected. You want to do it before the rains come. You want to do it during the rain. You want to do it after the rains. You want to know what's going on with your roof. You want to get in touch with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. And the reason that you want to do that is because you want somebody who will be honest and earnest and tell you it needs work, it doesn't need work, it needs replacement, it doesn't need replacement. It needs a whole new everything. He'll tell you that too. Out of pocket, that's not the problem. The inspection is free. If they replace it, it's not going to be out of pocket. If they repair it, it's not going to be out of pocket. It's likely not going to be out of pocket at all. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. That's their website. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED. Why use him? I don't know. You're supposed to do good to all people, especially them of the household of faith. And if you're going to use a roofing company, you might as well use somebody who believes in advancing the gospel. He believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, and is at the right hand of the Father, and is going to come back. I mean, that's a brother in the Lord. And if you don't like his service, you can tell him that. Or you give him that opportunity. Give him the opportunity to show the quality of his work. There's a reason he has it. Excellent reputation. 469 Blessed. 469 BLESSED. The Blessed Roofing Company.com. Thank you, John. Had a chance to talk to him today. Great guy. Next on our list, not far away, only because they are not far away, not from the Netherlands of Maui. But actually from somewhere a little closer into the culture of Europe, our very own Pamela Melchion.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
So either every time you hear that song, you're going to think of a pizza or you're going to think of Pamela. See? So one way or another, you got it going on. Pamela is not just a real estate agent. That is an unfortunate term from time to time. How about a real estate servant? Oh, now you're bringing out kingdom stuff. Thank you very much. I'm in a good mood. Pamela Melchione is very simple. You go to the Blessed Realty Company. Now, notice the last one's Blessed Roofing Company. This is the Blessed Realty Company, the Blessed Realty Company.com. And yes, we're going to have them both in together for interviews. Isn't that cool? They're both going to come in and both. It's good. And I think John's daughter's going to be there. I'm pretty sure. Well, that was a good one. The Blessed Realty Company.com. All this stuff that Pamela had and the other stuff is all up there now. If you want somebody working on your stuff who is not in there because it's a hobby, but because it's a passion, not just to do it as to you as a brother or sister or even non-brothers or sisters, but to do it as unto the Lord, the best that she has the ability. That's who you want to deal with. That's who you want to talk to. Pamela Melchione, 817-505-5541. We just sent off her commercial to her yesterday, last night. She's going to review it. I think we got like one change we need to make in it. 817-505-5541. Thank you, Pamela, for being a part of our show. Ready? Okay. I got some really good stuff I want to talk about. Really spiritual. In fact, in the next segment, we're going to talk about the feeding of the 5,000 versus the feeding of the 4,000. Ooh, well, how are you going to do that? We're going to just see what we do. We're going to talk about the difference between the two, what it means, what it represents. And that's really important to understand. Before we get there, I do want to mention some of the important things that are on our agenda. A week from tomorrow, we have our very good friend, James Robeson, coming on the show. We have Ray Bentley going to be coming on the show in the next 2 weeks. If you're not sure who Ray is, he is an end times expert. He actually is an Old Testament expert, which is amazing. And him and I are friends. That's the amazing part.
Are you kidding me?
Not at all. Just telling you the way it is. But I do want to make sure that we stay on track from the spiritual point of view. We've got many things to cover. Had a great devotional morning, which always helps me function as a human being. I have been a Christian for 40 years. I've believed and understood the concept of devotions for 38 of them. But I've done like everybody else. I haven't done, you know, I've been super diligent all the time the way I need to be. But I have done really well in the last 22 years. I have not missed a single day of devotions with the Lord in the last 22 years. So that's not bad. Here's something that's better. I want to go another 28 years so that I can say if for 50 years I spent an hour with the Lord every day.
All right.
That's right. I hope he's not in rehab again, is he? Boy, oh boy. Makes it hard to do these sounds when this guy's in rehab, for crying out. I don't mean that negatively. I'm just saying I hope he's not. Today is Hair Appreciation Day. Have you seen me? Have you seen my hair?
You would appreciate some.
You would appreciate any. because there is none. I have the best budget when it comes to shampoo. Right? I take water, I slap it on my head, I just took a shower. That's what that is. That and the razor, you know. Although, I did find that as you get older and you shave, there's more weird spots. Is that just guys? Do girls have to go through stuff like that where now there's spots behind, like on the top of my ears, there's hair that grows up like Wile E. Coyote or something. Like, how did that happen? I don't know. It's the ones that come out of the nostrils that bug me the most. It's like,
for a fucker's hash.
That's what I think. So today is Hair Appreciation Day. Okay, just so you can know that. I will throw out a trivia thought for you. Not something that I had a chance to discuss with Wonder Julie. So you don't call up Wonder Julie and go, what? Because I didn't tell her. But let's see if you can get it. Huh. When is the one time in the Bible... The one time in the Bible, this is New Testament, by the way. One time during what situation? The one time Jesus was sleeping. What's the one time that Jesus was sleeping? 972-445-0770. The one time. Now, I can tell you that long-windedness is something that a radio person really understands, which is why you got to kind of keep things tight and keep things going. But if you will look at the book of Acts and you watch, when you read Paul did a message that started in one time frame and ended in another time frame. He spoke so long that the gentleman, they think he was a young man, was sitting in a window, fell asleep during his sermon, and fell out and died. That's how long Paul talked. Then Paul stopped the sermon. He went over there. The scripture says in the book of Acts that he prayed for the young man. The young man came back to life, right? And they were all happy. And then it says that Paul carried on his message until the morning break. Can I tell you something about that message Paul preached in Acts? Listen to me very closely. Not one word of that message is recorded anywhere. The only thing that's recorded is the guy fell asleep, fell out the window, and died. So you know that expression, long-winded? The scripture, you might think, well, the scripture was being gracious to the young man. Yes, but semi-revealing to Paul. If you sat in one of Paul's meetings, bring a sleeping bag. That's what it was. Great, fantastic, super man of God wrote a great portion of the Bible. But long? It only takes 25 to 35 minutes to read the Sermon on the Mount. If you need to be longer than Jesus, you got your own problems. That's all I got for you. I'm sure the Spirit was leading him. Don't worry. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Wow, what a roof.
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
There's no need to fear.
Order back.
Come here.
When John
Josh and Ash are feeling bummed, plus all their friends are being dumb. That's when they need some joy and fun, which they can get from their amazing son, Carter Bear. Carter Bear, Carter Bear, Carter Bear. When things seem to be going wacky, he's the spoon that makes them happy. Carter Bear, Carter Bear, Carter Bear.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's some original writing on commercial stuff, isn't it? That is original. Right. Do you like that commercial? The thank you one?
Yes, very good.
That's very good. That's, you know, I'm an award-winning commercial writer. I don't know. Let's see. Want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. On there is my five-minute video on the difference between God's love for everybody, because he loves everybody, but then God's more distinct or distinctive love that has application to those that have an active relationship with him. So if you want to really know what's that difference, how's that work, it's right up at davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. I'm going to go right in, and I'm actually going to answer the question in a second. So we'll give people one more chance. And I know that Ace doesn't want to always call in an answer, and neither did Leonard, neither did Bobby. And I understand that. That's kind of how that goes. But it's still good to talk. It's still good to hear that things are reviewed in Scripture. The question really, in an oversimplification, when is the one time in the Bible that the Bible shows Jesus sleeping? During what situation? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You cannot – you should not use Google to look that up. That's not how we do things. All right, we're going to get into the difference between the 5,000 and the 4,000, the feeding of the 5,000, 4,000, right after I make a strong declaration about my wife. Okay? I'm just telling you. All right. The phone's ringing, so what we're going to do is we're going to see how I stalled on that? I'm not silly. Okay? I stalled on that on purpose. I'm going to talk about my wife because I want to discuss the dog pamperer. It's the dog pamperer. My wife last night said that I am as bad as she is in being a dog pamperer. I don't know if I am as bad as my wife when it comes to dog pamperering, But I'm going to tell you what happened, then you can tell me. Caller called in, what'd they say?
It was Leonard. He says they are listening. He just wanted you to know he was listening.
Oh, he's such
and
a great
he knew
guy.
The answer. He said it was when Jesus was crossing the Sea of Galilee. He went to sleep and everybody got scared because it was storming and they came and woke him up.
Right. Yeah. Good job,
said,
Leonard.
Don't you care about us?
Here's the perfect answer. Now, listen to how funny this is, though. This is why I wanted to actually share that trivia question. Listen to this. Okay. Listen. The only time Jesus is recording sleeping is during a storm when everybody thinks they're going to die. Right? But Jesus is sleeping. It says he's in the stern asleep, right?
Is that a Scooby-Doo snore?
Wow. I don't know if Jesus did that, but that's pretty... It's pretty funny. Why is that relevant? Is because look at the only time that the scripture notes when Jesus is sleeping. We're all freaking out, and God's like going, I'm just going to take a nap. See, because we freak out. And then God's like, it's just not as important as you think it is. Relax. In fact, I'm going to take a nap. And see, we're all like, you know, they woke Jesus up. So one of my favorite stories, but they woke Jesus up. Don't you care? We're going to drown. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been woken up from a nap when you're tired. Maybe not the best moment right there in life.
And I bet Jesus was very tired.
I bet he was really tired. And I don't think he woke up and said, flowers, peace be upon you. Here's my tie-dye shirt. Everything's cool. No. I think he woke up and he said, wind, waves, shut up, be quiet. And then he turned to the disciples and goes, what is the matter with you people? Because we freak out no matter what. And there's the Lord. The one example of Jesus taking a nap right in the middle of a fierce storm. Maybe in the middle of a fierce storm, we should take a nap. That's all I'm saying. There's a couple of things in Scripture where Jesus really indicates, you know, chill. Like the 5,000. All right, everybody sit down. It's like, wow, sit down. All right, so we're going to get into that 5,000, 4,000 thing in one second. I just want to make this statement about my wife accusing me of a dog pamper, and I'm going to let Wonder Julie decide. That dog, my dog is Levi. He's a white boxer. He's like a scaredy cat, 75 pounds, big dog, but if you go boo and he's not doesn't see where it is, he runs and hides, okay? Neurotic does not begin to define my dog. My dog constantly is that dog that runs into his reflection in like a patio door and then can't figure out why that dog is in the way while we're going, come in here in this open door. And he just keeps trying to go through the other one. So he's not exactly, let's say, high-level intelligence, although sometimes I think he's sneakier than it seems. Anyway, he totally ignores me when my wife is there. But when I'm there, he's like Mr. Loving, right? Mr. Love, I love Dad. Everything Dad does is great. My dad's great. He's fantastic. And every once in a while, because he shivers, I take a blanket and I put it on him because he's shivering because he's got like really little hair, right? All the rest of the hair is on the sofa, right? Who went from him to the sofa? And so when I do that, my wife's like, you pamper him just as much as I do, okay? However, in my defense, 99.99% of the time that she is with him, he sleeps leaning on her, like literally, not figuratively. You know that guy from Parks and Rec? Literally leaning his body against her. Won't, if she's in the room, he won't go to anybody else. Just wants her, unless you have food. Then all bets are off. I want to know, because I cover the dog because he's got such thin hair, how I'm the bigger, am I the bigger pamperer because I do that? Compared to her. Does that seem fair to you? What do you think?
I don't know. It depends on how often you're with the dog, I guess.
Very good neutral political answer. I give you mega props for using high wisdom in the very good spot.
I work on it.
Yeah. Then the wife's going to come in here and she's going to go, good call. Not taking a side there. 5,000, 4,000. Reading this morning. I think we got like 4 or 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Perfect. So Jesus fed the 5,000. If you were listening, you know that that's the only provisionary miracle that happened in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Cool. I mean, that's a cool thing. It's the only one, but it's one that we need to know because it has to do with supplies, right? Okay, cool. Got it. But Jesus also fed the 4,000 in Matthew and Mark. So between Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there were six feedings. And so while I was reading it this morning, I'm asking the Lord, and I've enough commentaries I got them on discs. You could just, you know, there's 35 of them. There's 100 online. I have four different Greek texts. I have, just the same thing everybody else has got, just ad nauseum. And, you know, you sit there and you can go get so caught up in that. But I'm sitting there and I'm thinking he fed the 5,000. He had the little exchange with the disciples because, they weren't responding very well to the initial process. Then Jesus feeds 4,000. And in my brain, I'm dumb enough to say, why is there 5,000, 4,000? So, of course, what I do the research. Somebody writes, and this is a big, long thing. Oh, well, 4,000 represents the Jews, and the 5,000 represents the Jews, and 4,000 represents the Gentiles, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just going to say one thing about that. Silly rabbit. Okay, so this got nothing to do with anything at all. One location was a little worse than the other because the feeding of the 5,000, at least they could go to villages, where the feeding of the 4,000, they were a 3 days journey away and didn't seem like there was any villages. So that doesn't seem like – we know it's not the same event because in Matthew and Mark, there one event happens, and then after a passage of time, another event happens. I'll tell you what the big difference is between 4,000 and 5,000. In the 5,000 feeding, the disciples initiated the question, who's going to feed? And in the 4,000, Jesus initiated the question. That's a big difference. But here's the key, and I hope you take this with you for the rest of your life. It happened more than once, the 5,000 and the 4,000. So Jesus fed 5,000, he fed 4,000. And they needed a miracle, and God responded again to the same type of situation. And that's what we miss. It's just as plain as the nose on our face. There was a need to feed 5,000 plus men, plus women and children. And God provided that miracle. Jesus Christ demonstrated his confidence by giving thanks and passing it out. In the 4,000, the same thing happened. And what we should be getting is God will do the miraculous again if the situation warrants it. How we think of it is, it must mean this, and is this, and this, and this. How about just this? You need a miracle? The Lord comes through financially. Hey, did you notice that a couple years later, or even a couple weeks later, a couple days later, you need another miracle? The Lord comes through again. Hey, how about this? It's that the Lord responds again and again and again when we have needs. How about just that? Instead of making it fancy, let's just say, cool. That's awesome. Because I need him to help me and feed me a lot more than once. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So I just, it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach the show? You can go to Facebook, David Spoon Media, YouTube, David Spoon Media. We're live right now. You miss all my dancing in between. And what's worse is I decided, now this is true, I decided to turn on my YouTube Live while we were, it was like 5 or 10 minutes out, and then I'm playing some old Randy Stonehill, which is some really old Christian rock and roll from 1979, and I'm dancing and moving around and twirling in the chair.
Can't say I've been missing it.
How's Nebraska? Anyway.
When's my next vacation?
Yeah. Well, you know, what's going on there? Okay. Facebook, David Spoon Media, YouTube, David Spoon Media, website, davidspoonmedia.com. We are live as we talk right now, or at least I thought I was alive until that line, but that's okay. Nobody better than the engineer slash producer to know what the show is or isn't. If you really want to know how a show goes, that's who you talk to. I'm just telling you, that's a fact of radio life. Okay, we're going to do something. This is, people are going to say, Dave, you're a bigot. Dave, you're insensitive. Dave, you're a racist. Dave, you're not politically correct. Dave, you're a jerk. Yes. That's my answer to all those. How's that? You see, to me, if Jesus was doing today what he did when he was in walking the earth in ministry, the New York Times would absolutely make sure you understood that Jesus Christ was the worst person ever. That, because that's what they think. They're just that way. They're not – their big rage for them is they're anti-Semitic. They're anti any genuine person of faith, any decent person. And if you're not a sexual pervert, they think you're terrible. It's like these guys are so bad. They're not, I would say they were self-loathing Jewish people being a Jew. I can say that. You can't. But I can tell you right now, they're not self-loathing. They're so full of pride and arrogance, they have no idea what's going on anywhere. It's not the gray lady. It's the gray lady down. That's what it is. Isn't that a movie? Gray Lady Down. I know that was a movie somewhere. Or the gray mare or the gray whatever. She ain't what you used to be. What? Oh, gray mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Wheels are coming off the bus.
It's every day. Every day they come. All right, let's get into our next thing. I want to talk about this. This is titled, Oh, No, You Didn't. But see,
hot dog.
I like how some people say that. Oh, no, you didn't. I love that. That's what this is titled. I can't say it that good, but this is that. First Chronicles 29:14. Here's what it says. It's four words. Ready? Everything comes from God. Okay. Let's everybody go home. Because that's it. What else you got to know? 1 Corinthians 4:7. For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? In other words, what makes you different than other people? Now, look, I understand that if you were born in a Kennedy family, you're going to have more financial coffers than you are if you were born in David Spoon's family. Okay? That's how it goes, right? But you didn't earn that birth. That birth happened. You received it. In other words, what makes you different from anyone else? It's not something you did to earn it. You had to receive it. Acts 17:25 says, he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else.
Oh, bacon.
Boy, that was a stretch. Bacon. Where did that come from?
What is it? Gives us everything.
Oh, that's a good point. Bacon does go with everything. I actually had somebody call up in California saying, I can't stand the smell of bacon. They should have been thinking broccoli, but I don't know. That's just me. So the idea that we're doing stuff is kind of humorous in a certain sense. Now, if you remember, and I'm going to take an equal bashing side, okay? All right? If you remember, not that long ago, years ago, the Barack Obama, and I mentioned this before, Barack Obama and the Republican Congress had this big fight, and Barack Obama's like, well, you know, you didn't build this, the government built this. And then on the right, they were like, oh, the government didn't build it, we built it. And it's really funny, because then there was the whole thing about corporations. Corporations aren't people, they're corporations. And then the government's not people, it's government. And it's like, okay, first of all, it's all people. So everybody stop. See, in corporations, there's people. You can't have a corporation without people. Until AI, artificial intelligence, rises up and submits the paperwork, all corporations are based on people. And government, I know it's hard to believe, but government, all people. It's all these people in government doing jobs. Now, the difference between the two is the governmental people seem to be a little more wackadoodle. Okay, I'm not going to argue that point. But it's not like the government's done nothing good. And it's not like every corporation has been good. And then vice versa. It's not like every corporation is bad and the government's done everything good. It's a bunch of rubbish. None of that matters. Here's why. Because everything you have, everything you exist in, comes because God allows you to have a breath. And that's it. When in 1 Chronicles 29:14 it says everything comes from God, everything has that funny notation in it. It means everything. See, here's the key. I would like to see you go 10 minutes and take no breath. Now that's a good play. Because you can't. You see, you can't. You see, watch this. You cannot do it. You understand? In other words, everything that you do, everything you accomplish, even your brilliant idea didn't technically originate with you. Now, it is often true that God works with man in partnership. But one of the reasons that we should be more tops, it's not that I am supporting the Democratic Party. That is the last thing. I used to say something, and I'll say it here. God is not a Republican, but he's certainly not a Democrat. That's what I used to say. So the idea that God is either one of us is insane. So it's a good thing America came along. What would God have done without her? What are you talking about? Do you know that sounds like the Mormons? I mean, I'm just saying. Just like, well, no true church until Joseph Smith. What are you guys, lost your crackers? I guess Jesus was wrong when he said the church of hell will not prevail against it. Well, I guess for 1,700 years, according to the Mormons, he did. It's like, well, that's just insane. Stop thinking those ways. God is first. Everything else comes second. How important is that? It's the difference between whether you are in or out. When God is not the priority, you ain't in. You know that funny thing that Jesus did? He took the 613 commandments and he squeezed them down to two. Remember that? So
the Lord Jehovah has given unto you these 15. Ten commandments.
Ten commandments. That's so good. Now that's a funny play. 613 noted 10 actual commandments in the Ten Commandments, right? Right? What did Jesus do with all that? What did he do? He took it all down, put it down into two. Do you guys remember what the two were? Do you remember what the two were? Do you, by any chance, do you know? Wonder, do you remember the two commandments he gave? To love the Lord your God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Way to follow me on that one. I'm telling you. So here's the funniest part about that. So you're supposed to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbors, love yourself. That kind of takes everything and condenses it, right? Here's the problem. The problem is that means that the first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. What does that mean? That means you love God first. And I've had people, I've sat through the sermon in Texas, California, Arizona, and Colorado. Well, the second commandment is as equally great as the first commandment, and there's no difference. Really? That's why we have this thing called first place and second place and third place, because there is a difference. And you know who wins at the end of the Stanley Cup? The last team with the most wins, not second place. And oh, it's this. And no, and I've heard the sermon. Yes, they're young. I have nothing to say about that. They're young people that do it, but it's just as important. No, it's not. Love the Lord your God first and foremost. The second is like it, but it is not it. See the difference there? In other words, it's really super duper important. But if you don't love God and you only love your neighbor, you don't love God at all, you're going to hell.
Idly ho, neighborinos.
There you go. That's the perfect play. It only took you 6 weeks and 2 days, but you got the perfect play right there. So here's the thing. The thing is you have to love the Lord your God. What? He's first. I don't know how to say that any better. If you're a Christian, you're not a Christian because you're trying to model everything after Jesus. You're a Christian because the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and his shed righteous blood applies to you. You can't earn it. You can't work your way in. You'll never be good enough for God. I was doing something. I did just decide to do this the other day. I was trying to see how many times I sinned throughout a day. And I tried to count all the in ones. See, we just count the big out ones, right? But when you drive in traffic and in your mind you go, I wish that person would sink into a sinkhole and never come back. See, that's a sin. Okay? So all of those, all the lust, the pride, the arrogance, the foolishness, stupidities, the rebellion, the doubt, the fear, all those inside sins and all the outside sins, I stopped counting at 30 because I thought, this is going nowhere, right? And if you commit, just I wanted to get you to know this, if you commit 30 sins a day and you live to be 80 years old, you will commit approximately 985,000 sins in your lifetime. There ain't enough good works or good looks to help you in any capacity at all. It's either Jesus or you be in trouble. That's about as all we're going to go. Everything from God because of God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. Coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name? off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11. All the way up, they're louder.
I have saved the best for the last. Because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Basically, if you go to Google and type in David Spoon or David Spoon Media or David Spoon Experience, something's going to come up somewhere. It could be a picture of King David, a spoon, and a camera, but something is coming up because it seems like Google works pretty well that way. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Right? Right. It's all right. People are sitting there thinking, why do you do what? That's right. Now, don't you feel sorry for my wife? See, here's the problem. You think this is how it is in the studio. Well, let me tell you something, my friend. It is like this in my home. Just the other day, I will give a shout out. The Dallas Stars played good. Tough loss, by the way. Just a tough loss. I was not happy about that. But I do tend to speak loud in front of our loud TV. And I start, do you know what riffing is? Where you just kind of start saying stuff, or it's kind of like melodic, and you think, "Why I riff?" Because I have no filter, so it just comes out. The medicine's not working, folks. That's really what it is. The medicine's not working. Not making fun of medicine either. So back off. Okay, here we go. I want to talk about something that is kind of important, and that is this statement that has come out, and I want to make sure I'm going to take a position that's going to be different than what you think I'm going to take it. So I'm actually going to perhaps surprise some people. There is a statement that says the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You ever heard that expression? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Little history lesson. Samuel Johnson said something close to this, but he was following in another person's footsteps. In Boswell's Life of Johnson, in an entry marked April 16th, 1775, Boswell quotes Johnson and says, "Hell is paved with good intentions." That's pretty interesting. Malone added a footnote indicating this is a proverbial sentence that was quoted earlier from a 1651 source. Do you really care about that? Not really. Here's what I care about. That scripture is not, or that statement, sorry, is not a scripture and is not in the Bible. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. If you lined up 10 people and said, where in the Bible does it say the road to hell is paved with good intentions? 9 of them would go, well, it's probably in the Old Testament in Proverbs. That's what most people. That's like what I used to do as a pastor. I'd be, and I'd do this on purpose. I'd get to the front of the church. There'd be several hundred people, and I'd say, turn in your Bibles to Hezekiah. And people start flipping. Hezekiah was a king in Israel. There is no Old Testament book named Hezekiah. See, you think that's mean. No, that just means they need to read the book, not just have somebody explain it to them. But something like the road to hell is paved with good intentions is a statement saying it's possible it came from St. Bernard of Clairvaux in 1100 to – he was 1100 or 1091 to 1153 – but we're not positive. But it's been a proverb for a long time. You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's not in the Bible, and you can get caught up in a legalism. However, 1 Chronicles 29:17 does say, "I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things have I given willingly and with an honest intent." The word intent means inward desire and design. And those things matter. Your inner part matters. Have you noticed that even in our law, this is important enough to say that in our law structure, intent is a big part of how the law is used in people's lives. So it is true that a good intent can go awry, but the Lord does know what's in your heart. I want to use 1 Chronicles 28:9 as kind of a launching pad. "And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever." God understands the motive behind the thoughts. There are times, I think, that as a Christian, in my intent to do it right, I have done wrong things. Not I've done wrong things in order to produce it. I just think that they have turned out not to be the best of things. But that was not where I was starting from. That's not where I was trying to get to. That's substantially different than the mindset that says, I'm going to do bad things because it doesn't matter what it is. My cause is so important. I can wound and hurt and do this and do that because my cause is so important. That person's just a delusional nut job. Forget that. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about you and the Lord. I'm talking about the fact that he understands that there are times where you will try something or do something. You're really trying to follow him. This is where I find it to be most prevailing, and that is when you're trying to follow the Lord and doing something the Lord sets before you, have you noticed that sometimes you don't catch it? Or maybe, let me say it in the kindest way, sometimes you miss. I mean, I'm just being honest. As many as are led by the Spirit of God is it's awesome. And this is the way, walk ye in it and turn not to the left or right. We want to go into the right things and walk into the right things. We want to. But there are times where we miss the path. But we're not missing the path to irritate God. We're really trying to find the path. The Lord knows that. In the New Testament, it says, you know, if you be otherwise minded, he'll reveal this unto you. He'll show you. He'll teach you. He'll guide you. He understands the motive behind the thoughts of your pursuit of him. So the reason that I bring that up is because I want you to understand that at times we can even do this. We have an intention to do it right, but maybe the result wasn't the best result. God doesn't think you're a failure because of that. He knows what you're trying to do. He knows that you're trying to have the truest and purest intention. You're trying to work that out. And even people, let me say this real carefully, even people that try and do the secret bargain with God. Remember the secret bargain with God? Remember that movie at the movie called The End with Burt Reynolds? At the very end, he's running around. No, he's like, oh, God, just save me from this guy who's trying to kill me and I'll serve you forever. The whole movie at the end is running around. There are people that make deals with God all the time. This is not abnormal people. This happens, I think, every single day. Well, not every one of those deals is honored. Okay, none of those deals is really honored. But the intent is good. And God is not unaware that that's there. So if you understand what I'm trying to communicate to you, there are times where you will try and you're pursuing the Lord and you will take a position or make a stand or do something. And it's not that you're trying to do it wrong, but you might hit it wrong. As a pastor, I would say this is true. As a student, as a father, as a husband, as a son, as a brother, I have done things that I can say now, looking back, boy, that was dumb. Of course. But it wasn't – the intent wasn't to be dumb. I could do that anytime I want. The intent was to do it right, to help, to be a blessing. I mean, I don't know if you've ever done something like that or not, but I have. And the reason I bring that up is because I want you to understand how deep it is that the Lord is in your life. He doesn't just look at what you do and then say, well, based on what he did here and based on what he did here, the Lord looks at what you're processing on the inside. And that's what it says, the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive. Now, if those motives are selfish or, you know, whatever, people will destroy things in the name of their cause or whatever the case may be, that's all just dumb, okay? But if a person is trying to find the Lord and goes about it five different ways. I don't care if they are Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist, Church of Christ, Church of God, and they go through all those different denominations trying to draw close. The Lord knows what that person is doing. I can tell you, you think, well, that doesn't happen. Being born and raised Jewish, that's exactly what I went through. Where does the Jew go to church? So I went to all of them because I was trying to find out where I fit. There wasn't an intent to do something wrong. Now, there's a couple of churches that I kind of wish I didn't go to. And I don't like it when the sermon is shorter than the guy taking the offering. Okay, I'd still like it. Okay, but my intent was to find and follow and pursue the Lord. You know what? God knows that, responds to that, cares about that. Okay? All right. There you go. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.